Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for March 22nd. Good morning. We are here to talk about everything that happened on the live feeds for Big Brother Canada 6 yesterday. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Matt Liguori. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well as well.
I feel like nobody ever asks you.
Yeah, it happens sometimes.
Well, glad to hear you're doing.
But not only are we here to update you on the live feeds, but we are also here to recap last night's Wednesday night episode. And oh boy, what an episode. What a thing to recap.
Yeah, a lot of stuff happened extremely accurately and exactly how we all watched it go down in the feeds.
Yeah. So there will be no spoilers until we get done talking about the episode. We will be updating you on the live feeds after we finish talking about the episode. If you are here for the episode, then I'm sorry. It was not a good episode. It was very inaccurate. And we're going to be talking about that. But you can join us on robhasawebsite.com. The chat room is open there. Or you can join us on the Rob Has a Podcast Facebook page, where we are also live. Live in two places. We're like five places at once.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. So let's get into this this episode. Basically, the gist of the episode was Hamza has a plan, Jesse's reacting to the plan, and that's basically all that happened on the feeds, right? If you've been listening to these updates, then you know that it's all Hamza and Jesse.
It was just like a Hamza story. Like, it was just like they decided that Big Brother Canada 6 was just going to take a side, you know, take a step to the side while we have an entire 60-minute episode of just here's Hamza, like, here's what he's, it was just like Hamza's story, which wasn't even, you know, true, but
yeah,
all Hamza.
Yeah. And it's like it's like, no wonder why these people, they just like, they ruin the gameplay with their twists, because they don't even care to show the gameplay.
Right.
It's like, look, you're not ruining the feeds. I mean, you're putting them down, you're taking them down a lot, but other than that, you're not ruining the gameplay yet, Big Brother Canada producers. I'm not going to complain about the episodes being bad, because I don't really care about the episodes, but yeah. But don't come running to me saying you need twists in your episodes in order to make it exciting, because otherwise you don't get any ratings, when this is your problem. Like, this is your problem, is that your episodes are boring because you're not including any of the great, fantastic gameplay that has kept people glued to the feeds all week long.
Well, see, the thing that I was debating in my head is just, do you think that, like, we saw what happened at the end of last season. They got canceled, and you know, they luckily got brought back. And I do feel like last season, you know, while it had its character moments and it had a lot of returning players, so we saw a lot of, you know, Gary character stuff and Ika, obviously. I feel like they're maybe trying to not show all of the intense strategy stuff, because is that what Canada really wants to see? I don't know. If they wanted to see, you know, a strategic cast, you think that maybe the vote would have been different when they put people into the house. Maybe they would have put somebody like Kirsten in, who said, I know how to play this game, I'm going to be strategic and I'll, you know, whatever, over Veronica. But I feel like maybe they see Hamza as a rootable character, especially after his story from last week when he was the underdog. So I just feel like maybe they're trying to hype up Hamza as a character rather than saying, like, oh, I'm sure you guys want to see the strategy, right?
It's certainly possible. It's just, for me, it's just like, Big Brother US has been doing this for years, and I've never had this much of an issue with Big Brother US not showing the strategy. And certainly, Big Brother Canada, this isn't necessarily new for them. You know, certainly Big Brother Canada 4, you know, Mitch really wasn't on the episode, to the point where it's, people still are like, Taryn, why are you overhyping Mitch so much? He didn't do anything.
Yeah,
it's because he wasn't on the show. Like, he was all over the feeds. He was not on the show. Cassandra even is somebody that was all over the show. not as much to do on the feeds. So it's like they really don't even get me started on Big Brother Canada 3. They really just they take their own narrative way more so than Big Brother US, and they really just run with it. And they don't care. Like they don't care about what's actually happening. They don't care about door slams. They don't care about who promised on Carolyn first.
That's the thing. I almost feel like they would agree with you that they don't care about that. I almost feel like they wouldn't try to fight you and say, no, we care, we were showing an accurate, you know, representation of what happened. I think that they would agree this isn't what we're trying to show on our episodes, because maybe we've done that in the past a little. I don't know, maybe just this isn't what we think the audience wants right now, and if we want to come back for a season 7, we have to try something different. That's just where I'm thinking they might be coming from.
Yes, Jessica on Facebook is asking, were all the Big Brother Canada seasons this inaccurately edited? This is my first Big live Canada season. I would say no. I would say Big Brother Canada 1 and 2 were fairly accurate in the edits. They really, for the most part, represented. They were more like Big Brother US seasons where, they leave out some parts. But for the most part, they're telling an accurate story. Then when Big Brother Canada 3 happened, there was a lot of inaccuracy in the edit. Kevin getting more credit, Sarah getting more credit, Godfrey getting less credit, even Ashley, someone like Ashley getting less credit. And then it got really bad in Big Brother Canada 4, as I mentioned. And then even Big Brother Canada 5, as we saw with the whole Netta thing, just like completely burying her,
right,
propping up other people. It seems like they've gotten worse and worse as time has progressed. And certainly since they went to global, they've started really just ignoring gameplay. Everybody knows if you're a longtime listener on Big Brother Canada 4, there's a week where Mitch was in a battle with Tim, and they were these two titans clashing it out, and it was these crazy feeds where the vote was going back and forth and who was convincing Nikki, and oh my god, it was crazy. And we saw none of it at all. And this week there's so much craziness happening. You know, Johnny is behind the scenes working people. He was not even on the episode. And Will is doing a lot that he's not even getting much credit for. Like, and so much stuff is going on behind the scenes. Kayla making deals. Veronica lying to everybody. It's all over the place. And we're not, we're getting Wendy's commercials.
I was worried. I feel like it's been so long since I've heard you talk about Mitch. I thought you might have forgotten him. But
never. Never
I'm glad
forget.
To see that's not the case. I also want to say that I do think that a lot of what we feel like we were missing from last night, I do feel like we'll get a lot of it tonight. You know, I'm kind of cautiously optimistic about that I feel like a lot of what they had to show yesterday was about whether or not Hamza was going to use the veto. And while we know that all of the Johnny and Will stuff from Sunday, when they were convincing everybody that Jesse is the one that needs to go, obviously that was before the veto ceremony happened. So all of that stuff was weighing on whether or not Jesse was even going to stay on the block. But I feel like they don't need to present it like that. So maybe that's just what they're thinking, that they can just use all of that footage tonight to show why Jesse is the one that's going home, because they'll just say, like, Johnny and Will put in all this work to show this is why Jesse's going home.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. There's still a lot that they can use from before the veto for after the veto. There's a lot of convincing people to vote that hopefully will be there, and a lot of flip-flopping and maneuvering that all happened really before the veto was even not used. But then there is still a ton of stuff after the veto that will probably end up being left on the cutting room table, because there's just so much that happened this week. As far as a lot of the show watchers are concerned, the house is still red room versus white room, because that's the last strategic update we got in terms of the layout of the house. And we're just so far past that. There's so much interesting stuff going on and drama that we're missing out on too. I'm guessing that in this eviction episode, We usually get a good, like, you know, 40 minutes of show before the eviction and then HOH. And we know at least like 10 of those minutes, maybe 15, is going to be dedicated to the party. People just like going crazy, which is fine, I guess. But then there's going to be another 5 to 10 minutes talking about the party. And it's going to leave us with like 15 to 20 minutes of, you know, hopefully gameplay, but you know, there's going to be some sponsors and stuff there too. So, I don't know how much they're going to be able to fit in.
You know, at the end of the day, there's two Big Brother Canada 6 seasons going on. There's the Big Brother Canada 6 season that we're watching on TV, and then there's the Taryn Armstrong morning updates where everybody gets a rundown of the game every single day, and the people who want to know all the strategy are coming here, and they're finding out from, you know, everybody that is you and all of us that are trying to fill in the gap. So I feel like anybody who's missing out on it is going to get the information, you know, where they can get the information, and the casuals, like I said, probably just don't care.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. And again, if you are here for the episode recap and not here for the spoilers, the update, I really cannot recommend enough that you just whatever with the spoilers and follow along with the actual gameplay that's happening, because it really is two completely different shows at this point. You know, the show version is half Wendy's commercials and I very glad that there haven't been any twists yet. You know, 3 weeks in and only one major twist thing. That's pretty good for Big Brother Canada. So I'm not gonna complain too much. I'm definitely enjoying the season, the feed season, but the editing is certainly something that could be very, very fixed.
Tell me you didn't crack a smile with the hearing things game, the Hasbro game. That was fun.
Maybe it was fun, but let me tell you, Matt, I had completely forgotten it happened. When I was thinking about what was on this episode, I was like, I can't even remember what was on this episode.
That game is a lot of fun. If anybody was watching it and they were like, oh, I should buy it, you don't have to buy it, like, not to like take away from their sponsors, but you can play that game with just a set of headphones, music, and write down some of your own sentences, and I promise it's a lot of fun. I've played it in real life, and you don't need the Hasbro version, but it's a good time.
I do think it was it went on a little too long. I think that it was amusing at first, but then it was like it overstayed its welcome.
They were like both in the chairs, and the one person was like with the headphones on, and the other person was like reading the sentences, and then they had to switch chairs to do the opposite. When you thought, right? Couldn't they just like switch, like give the headphones and then give the card? I don't know. I just found that weird.
It's all about blocking.
I guess so.
I missed it in the on the Facebook page, but I believe it was Nina was asking about the whole swearing on Carolyn thing, because if you followed the updates, if you're on Twitter, whatever, then you know there's probably some conflicting information. If you are a show only watcher, you don't know this is conflicting information, but let me inform you, the proper timeline for Hamza swearing on Carolyn was not portrayed accurately in the show. Hamza voluntarily swore on Carolyn to Derek and Jesse of his own volition. He brought it up out of nowhere, as he often does with Carolyn. And then later on, afterward, they had a separate conversation that we saw in the episode where, because Hamza had already sworn on Carolyn, Derek said, I don't want to do this to you, but you swear on Carolyn about this too, essentially. And Hamza was like, yes, I swear on Carolyn about this as well. And Hamza and the editors apparently are both confused and don't remember the first time that Hamza swore on Carolyn, because Hamza thinks that that he was forced to swear on Carolyn, and the editors apparently are going to go along with that false narrative because I think they like Hamza a lot.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I feel like they're trying to present Hamza as a rootable character for the audience. So if they show that he is, you know, he had like a breakdown this week because Jesse called him out about the Carolyn thing when Hamza's the one who started it, I feel like that's not a good look for this this shining star they're trying to present. But the order of that was not correct. The portrayal of it wasn't really correct. Hamza is coming away from this looking like an angel when not that he's like some awful person for this, but it's just like, this is what he did. He put this out there, and the show was just like, yeah, well, Derek kind of said it first. Like, no, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because people do complain about Big Brother US, in particular, Alison Grodner, like playing favorites and portraying people in a positive light when they don't deserve it. But honestly, you know, Big Brother Canada is way, 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 way worse about this. In fact, if anything, you could probably say that the failing of Big Brother US is that they don't go nearly far enough, that their efforts to portray someone in a positive light are way too transparent and minor compared to what they do on Big Brother Canada. Because, and the reason I think people don't complain about Big Brother Canada is because they go so far, they completely change narratives, they're so successful at it that people don't care because it works. People like the people that Big Brother Canada pushes onto you. I mean, again, like thinking about like Cassandra, Sarah, Tim, Aika, like these people who Big Brother Canada, they completely shift the narrative in favor of, are the fan favorites. Like it works. And not to say that they wouldn't be fan favorites without that. But Big Brother Canada absolutely plays favorites way, way, way more than Big Brother US does. And I think we're seeing it here with Hamza as well, where, you know, we're kind of, you know, pretending that Hamza hadn't planned on taking Jesse down and nominating Ryan in his place, and if not for Will and Johnny, that would have happened. We're pretending that Hamza, you know, didn't initiate the swearing on Carolyn. We're pretending that Hamza, when he says "call me a genius," is actually a genius. It's kind of crazy.
I think my main reason for being like done with this week and ready to move on to a new HOH is just to stop hearing Hamza like. So hyped up on his own game and just so excited about the moves that he made and what he pulled off. Like last night when, you know, I'm not going to get too deep into what happened, but he was just very excited about what he's been able to pull off this week. And he's just loving himself more than he's ever loved himself before.
Yes. Was there anything else from the episode that we should talk about here? Obviously, Hamza doesn't use the veto. As we talked about, this was inaccurately portrayed on the show. This was really down to Johnny and Will convincing Hamza. And then there was another conversation with Jesse. Hamza talked about like, oh, I want to put Jesse up there, see how he handles the pressure. Jesse had a conversation with Hamza. I was very surprised they didn't show this because they alluded to it a lot. If you were a show only watcher, I don't understand why you thought Jesse was apologizing to Hamza, because they show the apology for the door slam, but they don't show the door slam. And I have to assume, because we did not see the door slam on the feeds, basically what happened is Hamza was gung-ho set on, I'm taking Jesse down, I'm putting Ryan up in his place. He had a conversation with Jesse to tell him that, I'm taking you down, I'm putting Ryan up in your place. And Jesse was like, okay, great, thanks. And then he left, and apparently the door closed really hard. And Hamza was like, what a poor sport he is. Slamming the door on me. I do not like his attitude. You know what? Boom. Let's send him home. That's the general gist. If you want to only focus on Hamza, you could have even had that storyline without Will and Johnny. But on the show, we missed that conversation. And we go straight to Jesse apologizing for that conversation. And again, I have to assume that the reason they don't show the door slam is because it was not a door slam. Like there's nothing to show because, and it would have shown Hamza as like reacting to something that, and it would have made Hamza look silly. Like I have to assume that's the reason it wasn't in the show.
And again, I was watching the episode and I was like, did I close my eyes for a second and not see the door slam? Because I can't imagine that that's something that they would have left out. It was such a big part of why the veto ultimately didn't get used. Like that whole night just flipped on a switch once the door supposedly slammed and Hamza was like, actually, yeah, no, I don't have a very good vibe from Jesse. But just, I guess, before we move on from the episode, I was going to ask you, do you feel like they were trying to give Paris like credit or something maybe for the fact that Jesse went up? Because they were having that scene where Paris and Jesse were handcuffed together, and then Jesse went to the bathroom and Paris was like, listen, do what you got to do what you think you feel is best. If that means you got to take a big shot, like it sounded like she was almost hinting to him, if you have to put Jesse up and take that shot, go for it. But I don't know if that's what Paris was really thinking. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't really get that sense on the last night's episode because she was like, oh, you know, now that he's up there, this is starting to not look great for me. I'm not sure about this whole thing. And it would be, I mean, honestly, it would not surprise me if they portrayed Paris as like, you know what? Screw Jesse. I'm going to take him out. It would not surprise me in the least. But of course, the reality is that she is desperately trying to save Jesse. She doesn't want anything to do with him going home.
Yeah, they just made it seem like this was like, it was with the Paris seal of approval that Hamza went and pulled the trigger on it.
Yeah. So, you know, that's definitely a thing. Anything else? The veto competition, this was an interesting one. The competitions continue to be pretty fun. Chopping the ice block, grabbing the balls, throwing them at the things. Chris would have been really great at this one.
Chris.
And Survivor.
Chris from Survivor.
Oh, my God. Okay, never mind.
Who's Chris?
Okay, Chris Noble. He raps.
Oh.
He throws a rock. Listen, or two.
You've forgotten like every Big Brother player ever, so give me a break. you couldn't come up with Vanessa Russo's name?
Look,
who forgets Vanessa?
Coming up with names, but if you said Vanessa, I know who she is.
I think I needed the whole Chris Noble name put together. Chris, who the hell's Chris?
Yes.
It was a fun competition. I don't want to keep triggering you by talking about Wendy's and the sponsors that you you feel, you know, are taking over the episode, so I wasn't going to mention it.
Yeah. But it's again, like a good comp. I'm enjoying the competitions.
Always good competitions.
Yes,
with Big Brother Canada.
And it's very funny to watch Olivia just like
yeah.
I don't care about this anymore. Let me just pretend.
And Erica was like freaked out because of how aggressively Jesse was like hacking away at it.
Yeah. All right. So, any other questions about the episode? Get them in now before we move on to the actually interesting stuff from the feeds, because lots has been going down. And again, please, you certainly can bounce out at this point, but please don't, because there's so much going on. And if you're like, well, I don't want to know what's going on because I want to watch it on the show, it's not going to be on the show. This is your only source of the information. This is legitimately like you can know the kiddie version, or you can know the real version, and we've got the real version for you. We've got that covered.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the kiddie versions once in a while.
All right, well, let's get into it then. Spoilers for anyone that that doesn't want to know the real tea, the real Whoa! Truth.
I didn't think I'd hear you say that. I like it.
Look, I'll say whatever I want.
You're turning into a whole different person with the continuous Big Brother coverage taking over your life.
Look, ever since Shady Boots entered my life, you know, I'm all over the place. All right. Let's talk about the feeds yesterday. We had some very interesting stuff go down. It was a slow day for the most part, but the night really started picking up. But the day starts off with Kayla and Olivia. They're discussing votes, and Kayla, again, continues to play very well despite the adversity she is facing with Jesse being a target here. She's talking to Olivia, and basically Kayla is continuing to take all of the credit for keeping Olivia in the game. They're discussing votes. Kayla's saying, look, I don't know what Hamza's doing. He's promising both sides. Veronica, she's promising both sides. But you know, you've got me. You've got me. Let's count your other votes. You've got me. You've got Erica. Like, you know, you can count on us. And so on and so forth. And it just, again, doing all of the work that Will and Hamza should be doing, but are not doing.
Yeah, if Olivia's going to be the one that stays in the house over Jesse, then Olivia is somebody who could go win an HOH. And if she wins the next HOH, it's hard to imagine that somebody else like a Will or Hamza is going to have her ear more than Kayla will, when Kayla's been spending the past few days, especially yesterday, just reassuring Olivia, like, oh, like, we have the votes, don't worry, you're fine. Have you talked to them? Because, like, I'm not a problem. Like, just make sure that they're not a problem, because you know you have me. So, yeah, exactly like you're saying. I do feel like the three of them, their promise, you know, including Allie, I feel like they made that promise to not go after each other until jury, and it does seem like they're going to, you know, uphold that.
Yes, and so, I mean, really the thing that comes out especially is that, like, hey, Veronica and Will are playing both sides, and that's obvious. We can't trust them, and this is going to start... especially with Veronica, a path downwards, a path to being targeted. Maddie and Olivia also have a conversation where Olivia asks for Maddie's vote, and Maddie's like, yeah, I'm not sure yet, but listen, here's the thing. If I do end up voting for you to stay, I want you to know, it's not because I'm just going with the house. It's not because the votes aren't there. I am totally, look at me. I'm totally fine with just voting you out even though the votes aren't there. So that's, you know, if I do vote to keep you, it's because I want you here and I want to squash this beef and I want to be good with you. And Maddie's like, that would be great. I would love to, you know, I feel like people have made us go against each other, and I would love to be able to squash the beef and work with you. And Maddie's like, okay, great. I'm still not sure yet, though, so I'll let you know later.
How many fake conversations can two people have within the span of a week? Because no matter what, they are still coming after each other in the coming weeks. They have both said to their respective allies that they still don't trust each other. This is just so much, you know, fake conversations where they're just being like, oh yeah, like, I'm fine, we're good, like nobody needs to come in between us now, like, we're fine, like, we squashed all of our beef. They still don't like each other very much, and if Olivia wins the next HOH, even if she doesn't put Maddie right up on the block, maybe she wants to backdoor her, Maddie will be her target, just like Olivia will very much be on Maddie's radar. It's just completely, like, just for show right now.
Yeah. We also had Veronica and Will talking about targeting Ryan next week, putting Olivia up next to him. They're starting to feel more and more comfortable with Kayla and Derek. Will had been talking with Hamza and Johnny about targeting Kayla and Derek next week, but Kayla continues to put in the work and has really got Will and Veronica comfortable with them both at this point. And so now they're talking about targeting basically one of their own numbers in Ryan, and putting Olivia on the block as well. And Johnny's seeds, his Marin seeds, have been blossoming a bit with Veronica and Will. They're talking about Marin, saying, you know, we're not really comfortable with him. I don't like that Hamza's including him on things. Marin kind of sketches me out. And this is 100% from Johnny. And they don't even mention Johnny in the conversation. So good for you, Johnny. You succeeded there. Johnny, he's good.
Well, because, I mean, we've been saying, you know, I guess all week that it does seem like Marin is playing really well. He's flying under the radar. Nobody's really thinking about him. A lot of people just think right now that he's that kind of player just in this group that is going to coast to the end because he's going to be completely forgotten about. But like you said, Johnny did put that seed out there, and now everyone in the back of their mind are like, oh yeah, Marin is still here. We do have to get him out. Like, when else is he going to get taken out? And Both Will and Veronica have been getting closer to Hamza, and seeing that Hamza does maybe have a number one that's not them, they're like, all right, well, maybe we do have to get him out of here. So I can see Marin being targeted next week.
Yes, and then Kayla ends up joining Veronica and Will, saying, I'm voting out Jesse. I don't care what Derek thinks. Jesse's done. I'm done with this. Just furthering this narrative that, hey, I'm cool. You can work with me. And Veronica is talking about Paris. She thinks Jesse has a secret showmance with Paris, that's going to continue to be one of Jesse's downfalls here, and Paris's, things start to work up. Maybe Jesse's going to start campaigning, and maybe his connection to Paris is going to be a bit harmful there. Will ends up leaving, and Kayla has the conversation with Veronica where she says, hey, look, just so you know, I'm more loyal to you than Will. If you're on the block with Will, I'm voting for you. Stay. And Veronica, oh, same with you and Derek. Yeah, totally, totally. Kayla just, essentially, Kayla is doing what Veronica is doing, which is basically promising everyone she talks to that she's besties with them, and she's going to do everything with them, only she's way more successful at it than Veronica, because Veronica has already been caught, yeah. Which, you know, is how things go when you're Veronica.
Veronica put in so much work last week with the girls and getting in good with Kayla and with Paris, and she's spent this entire week barely talking to them. So it just seems like she's, you know, putting all of her eggs in the Will and Hamza basket. And next, you know, I don't think that she's going to be targeted by like a Kayla or a Paris or like maybe Maddie like next week. But it does seem like she, everything that she built up with them, she pretty much just let evaporate over the past few days.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I'm reading the updates that are happening right now, and Hams is just, oh, boy. We'll get to it. Jordan on Facebook is asking, does the house ever talk anymore about why Marin and Veronica came in late? The answer to that question is not really. They did joke about it last night. They were like, oh, yeah, remember that time two audience members were pulled and brought into the house? And they were like, ah, ha, ha. But no, they said they couldn't talk about it, so they don't really ask the question anymore. But it is occasionally a topic of a joke topic.
Yeah, it'll come up a few more times, but it's not important.
Yeah, if one of them makes it to the final two,
yeah, well, maybe then.
That'll be a question.
So how did you really come in? Because I'm not voting for you if you don't tell me.
All right. So Paris and Allie have a conversation, and there's a lot of campaigning that Jesse's doing and that Paris is doing, and just stuff that doesn't end up mattering. There's a lot of stuff to get to at the nighttime, so I'm going to skip over some of that stuff. But Paris and Allie have a conversation where Allie is talking to Paris about being sketched out by Veronica. Basically, Veronica and Allie had a conversation where Veronica was promising the world to Allie, promising the world to Olivia, doing what Veronica does. And then Allie talked to Kayla afterward, and Kayla was like, yeah, she talks about you all. She talks about targeting you. She talks about targeting Olivia. Talks about targeting Ryan. She's promising Jesse the world. And Allie at this point is like, okay, Veronica is a huge threat. She's lying to everyone. I have my new target, essentially. And so she starts to test the waters with people. She's like, hey, if Veronica was up on the block, Paris, would you vote her out? And Paris is like, oh, yeah, totally. Paris would love that. Paris would love for Veronica to leave so that Will can get his heads out of the, their head out of the, maybe it's both heads. So Paris is like, yeah, totally fine with that. And then they end up throwing Maddie under the bus some more. Maddie, she's so sketchy. Why is she doing this the way she does? And blah, 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 blah.
The dynamic between Olivia and Maddie, I'm starting to see that come into play with Allie and Veronica, just so that like they both keep going to each other and saying that like we're cool, we're gonna keep working together, like now that, you know, Veronica's saving Olivia, like I want to work with you guys. But I don't think either one of them buy it. I feel like they're not wrong that Veronica has still been going to people, and especially, you know, Veronica and Will have still been saying like, you know, targets for next week might be Allie and Olivia, which to me doesn't make a lot of sense, because why are you saving Olivia? I mean, I guess I get it that they want to get out a big target now with Jesse, but they're saying that like Olivia and Allie might be the targets next week, or they might be at least the ones that go on the block. And it's just like there are so many people that are trying to come together and work together this week that the information is going to quickly get back to the people that you're talking to. What are you reading?
I'm reading Hamza. Don't worry about it.
I'll wait for you to tell me. For audio listeners, every time I'm talking, Darren just starts laughing.
Look, I gotta keep up with the feeds while we're going, and you know, this is what happens. Sometimes
can't wait to hear what's going on.
Hamza's just being Hamza. So
that could mean a lot of different things.
It could mean a lot of different things. So make sure you listen all the way through to this podcast
or watch.
Jesse has a conversation with Hamza. This is Jesse's big pitch, and this is where things start to go really crazy last night. This is after the episode airs. Jesse decides, okay, I've really got to go for it. I've got to make a good pitch. And Jesse's finally speaking Hamza's language. It took him way too long to do this, and it sets off a chain of events that is just pretty absurd. So he goes to Hamza and he says, look, I don't want to leave this house week three. That would suck, dude. I want to be loyal to you. I want to use me as a weapon. I want to be your soldier. If you want me to go after the showmans, screw it. I'm going after the showmans. I don't care anymore. They're leaving me high and dry. Like, I am here to play. I'm here for me. I want to do this, Hamza. Let's make a big move and keep me in the house and go after the showmans and let's do this. And Hamza's like, oh, dude, you're firing me up. I love this. He brings in Veronica. Veronica's like, yeah, this is cool. And Jesse's like, yes, let's do this. We're going. Big moves. And it's exactly what Hamza wants to hear. He's like, dude, you got my adrenaline going. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just like Jesse became the target out of nowhere, Jesse is starting to look like he might have flipped both Hamza and Veronica. He ends up leaving the room, and they're both saying, wow, this is a lot to think about. We need to talk to Will. This is big. This is crazy. Hamza's like, you're totally screwing up my mind right now. And again, out of nowhere, things could be all up changing in the air.
Hamza just gets so excited anytime that somebody presents to him some kind of like big crazy move or crazy action that could change up the game or whatever. We saw him, you know, talking about this earlier in the week when they were trying to convince him to put Derek up on the block. Don't start laughing again. I see you. when they were talking about putting Derek on the block, and he was just excited. He's like, you guys are pumping me up. Like, I can do this. And it just seems like when they're having this conversation that Hamza's like on a scale of 1 to 10, Hamza's like a 17. In terms of being excited about this idea. Veronica's maybe at like a 6 or a 7, getting closer to being at a 10. But the problem is that like Will is at like a -5, and they need to bring him up to at least like, you know, a 5 to get him to consider this. But Will is just not somebody who has even entertained once since Sunday the idea of sending keeping Jesse in the house. So even if Hamza and Veronica are on board with this, they know that there's still one more person that they have to get included in on it.
Yes, and it's going to be very difficult to get Will on board with this plan. But with Hamza thinking that he wants to do this, if he has Veronica, if he has, he obviously has Paris and Maddie, then if he can get Kayla and Derek, Hamza can make this happen. He can easily get Ryan. That's 6 votes. If Hamza wants to keep Jesse, Jesse will stay. It's starting to look like, wow, there might be a last-second push for a flip. Jesse might stay. But immediately after Jesse makes this pitch, Kayla and Derek, unbeknownst to them, completely spoil the plan.
Yes.
By going up and talking with Will and Veronica and pitching, okay, look, we know Jesse's gone. Let's move forward from that. Let's talk about moving forward in this game together. Let's make a secret alliance. Let's vote Jesse out together. Then we'll come together. We'll make a secret alliance. It'll be Veronica, Will, Hamza, Kayla, and Derek. And it'll be great. Nobody will suspect it because you just took out Jesse and we're pissed at you. Ooh. And we're the best competitors in the house. We're going to keep this a secret. Hamza ends up joining them and they're like, yes, this is awesome. This is great. Let's name it. And Kayla's like, oh, that's awesome because I haven't named a single alliance in this house yet. Real deal. So they're all pumped about this now, and they're all going crazy. And it's like, okay, what are we naming it? And they name it a bunch of Furious 5, Fast and Furious. And they're like, no, that's dumb. And then Hamza's like, oh, the company. I like the company. And they're like, yeah, Five's company. That's not the company. It's Five's company. It's completely different. But whatever. Five's company. We're doing it. So we have a new secret alliance with those people, Five's company, and they're super pumped. And for now, it seems that all of Jesse's hard work just got derailed by Derek and Kayla of all people. And probably this is going to be what's happening moving forward, right? Right, Matt? Because surely Hamza wouldn't continue to change his mind after all this.
No, it's Hamza. Like, what do you expect from Hamza at this point? He's just such a like. I don't know where his head is at. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish in this game. I don't know what he thinks is the best group for him moving forward. But no, of course, like he finds out that these two want to come work with him. But he's still thinking like, how do we save Jesse? Like, can I get Marin to save Jesse? Like, he goes in the backyard later. He's considering, you know, he's trying to talk to Marin. Like, I don't know. Jesse's making a lot of good points. So yeah, like you said it's they completely ruined, I think, in you know, any chance that this plan had for Will to be convinced that it was a good idea for him to link up with Jesse to take out the Showmans, because now the Showmans is coming to him saying, like, listen, we're on your side. We're going to work with you. We're a powerful two people. We're both going to be in the house next week, and we're not going to come after you. We're going to make an alliance here. It just seems like I think, and we could talk about the other side later, but it feels like Olivia and Jesse both are trying to make progress in keeping themselves in the house. And we'll talk about Allie later, but both of their like closest allies, being Derek and Kayla and then Allie, were doing work last night that I felt was detrimental to their partners staying in the game.
Yeah, essentially. And so after this conversation, Hamza and Will are talking, and they're like, wow, we are masterminds. We are geniuses. We're in the best position in the house. Everybody loves us. Everybody wants to work with us. Hamza's like, this is the best week in the Big Brother Canada history. I am the best player ever. I can't believe I have the whole house flipped on my side. They all love me. I'm working with everyone. It's amazing. But hey, Will, you should hear Jesse out, because I feel like maybe we should flip and save Jesse.
I can't wait to see Hamza like go home next week, and then he has like the biggest meltdown in Big Brother Canada history.
Oh man.
He's just so erratic. Like, it so, doesn't make any sense.
They're both so excited, because this is certainly a good development for them. Kayla is definitely aware that Will is playing the whole house, and Kayla is playing Hamza and Will when she says that she'll be loyal to this alliance. I guarantee it, because she even says to Will during the conversation where they were forming the alliance, like, oh man, Will, you're just perfect. You just have everything right now. And Will is like, oh yeah, totally. And obviously, Kayla did not reveal that she had an alliance before that she had named the real deal. She did not reveal that she has a new secret thing with Allie and Olivia, and Erica a little bit. So really, Kayla is the one with more of the upper hand here, I think, because Will and Hamza think, oh, the Showmans will be a target in front of us. I don't think that's true. I think Hamza and Will are the target in front of the Showmans. But, of course, they don't know that. So, so Hamza's like all excited. He's like, okay, we should bring Marin in. And Will's like, no, we're not going to bring Marin. That we shouldn't bring Marin in. And Hamza's like, oh, but yeah, but like, and like Ryan can be like a number two. And Hamza's like, Will's like, no. We shouldn't bring anyone else in. Like, we should keep the five's company. Five.
Yeah.
Five is a good number. And Hamza's like, oh yeah, but we'll totally have them though, and then maybe tell them some things. And Will's like, no. We can have them. We don't have to tell them. That'll be fine.
Yeah.
And Hamza's like, oh yeah, and you should hear Jesse out, because he made some really good points. He was fired up. He got me fired up. I think we should hear him out. And Will's like, no, I don't think we should. Will, what was he saying? And Hamza's like, he was saying he was going after the Showmans. And that isn't that awesome? Like, we could keep Jesse. He could go after the Showmans. And Will's like, but we just made an alliance with the Showmans. We should tell the Showmans. We should tell them that Jesse said this. And then we should continue along playing the whole house, having everyone on our side. Like, we should do that. And Hamza's like, I don't know, you should hear him out though. It was pretty fun. Pretty fun.
It just feels like he's aligned with the entire house, so he just wants to go run and tell all of his friends this exciting news that like the person who's getting evicted tomorrow also wants to work with me. Like, literally everybody in the house wants to work with me. Like, I'm in the best spot ever. Like everybody, like, just celebrate with me how great my HOH week was.
Yeah. So Hamza and meanwhile, all of this is happening. Paris is still campaigning for Jesse, and honestly, doing way more harm than good for both her and Jesse's game at this point. Jesse made some good progress that did get kind of stopped by Derek and Kayla, but Paris just continues like, okay, I'm totally voting Jesse out, but also here are the same points that I've been talking about for days. And she just really needs to drop it, because at this point people are really worried about her connection to Jesse, and that may even be one of the main reasons why people are not even willing to consider Jesse's pitch, because they're like, well, yeah, but he's got this thing with Paris, and it's just really sketching us out. So like, she just needs to don't talk anymore, Paris.
I mean, we've been saying this, yeah, and I do agree with you that she's really harming her own game by continuing to try to keep Jesse in the house. But it also, I also feel like Jesse is somebody who has her back and who will have her back throughout this entire game. And the vote is really close. Like, I mean, there are a lot of people who are like locked in, but like, you know that at the end of the day, if the votes were there, Kayla, Derek, Maddie, and Paris are four people that would keep Jesse in the house. All you need is two more. Where they're faulting, I think, is that they keep going to the same people over and over again in Will and Veronica and trying to get those votes, and they keep seeing that it's really not going to happen. Like, you know, you're not going to get Allie's vote. She's not going to vote Olivia out, but there are other people in the house. There's Ryan, there's Marin, and they haven't even put in, I mean, Paris did talk to Marin a little bit, but it just seems like they're not focusing on the right people. They're just trying so hard to rope in these people that have shown so much hesitation that it's just like they're just wasting time at this point. And like you said, like, they're just kind of like digging their own grave. And I think it's just because they're not talking to the right people, in my opinion.
And it's just like, and I said this days ago, there's nothing that Paris can do to change this vote. If anything, her continuing to campaign is harming Jesse's chances way more than it's helping. Like, Paris has tried, she tried, and she failed. And once you do that, you need to let go and start trying something else. And Jesse did that. Like, Jesse could change things. Certainly, Olivia being really bad at the game can change things. But Paris is just continuing to try and hammer this nail into the ground that's not going, because it's just completely bent. And it's not going to go in. You can't keep just hammering it. Is not going to help. It's going to make it worse.
And it's just not helping her that Kayla especially has, you know, completely flipped to the other side, just in the sense that she's telling everybody that, yes, I'm fine evicting Jesse. Like, I'm ready to get Jesse out of here. So without having the people who would be willing to vote for Jesse helping her push this along and possibly get the vote to flip, it just looks like it's Paris out on this island trying to save Jesse, and it's just not helping her that all of her allies are, you know, are pretty much over it at this point, which I guess she could be too.
Yeah, Paris just really, really not doing well there. But Allie and Will end up having a conversation where Allie floats the idea to Will that, hey, would you be upset if Veronica was targeted? And Allie just like, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you telling this to Will?
Exactly what I was talking about when I was saying that, like, both of the people on the block's allies are like hurting their games in like the final hours before their possible evictions. Allie's going to Will, and Will's like, I don't know who Will's number one ally is right now, but him and Veronica are very close. And Allie going to him and saying, "Hey, do you mind if we take Veronica out?" That's not a good way to reassure Will that you and Olivia both have Veronica's best, Veronica and Will's best interests in mind. That's really not helping, especially when the other side is pushing so hard to send Olivia home, and Olivia's number one ally is coming to him right now saying, do you mind if we take out one of your really good allies? It just doesn't make any sense, especially for this conversation to happen tonight rather than like maybe after Jesse's already gone. It just makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and then she continues to drop way too much information on Will, like, oh, I told Veronica some things, they got back to me, now I'm really sketched out, she's playing everyone, maybe she's worthy of a back door, we're thinking about targeting Ryan and Maddie, Maddie's really sketchy, basically, like, lays out most of her game to Will, who afterwards, after Allie leaves, is just like, wow, I am so good at this game, everybody trusts me.
I don't know what Allie's doing. I think she's just she's struggled this entire game to find people to work with after the Red Room got broken up. You know, not that they were ever like the most official thing, but after it was pretty clear that they were being split, I just feel like Allie felt alone. And you know, it's also weird to me that like Johnny is somebody she considers really close, but I just don't see them talking a lot. I don't know if it's just that they're not on feeds, but it doesn't seem like they have many conversations, or as many as you would think that they would have. So she, you know, everybody in Big Brother has all the information in their head. They want to tell a friend about it. And I feel like Allie just doesn't pick the right people to go share information with.
Yeah. We then have Allie, Olivia, and Kayla coming together and solidifying their plan. They want to put up Maddie and Ryan and then put Veronica up as the back door. So Veronica could be in trouble next week if that if one of those three or even somebody like Derek or somebody else wins the HOH. Veronica could be in trouble there, but you never know.
I think she has enough friends, though, that ultimately if she did end up on the block, I don't think that she would actually go home. And I don't know if they would actually take the shot as early as next week. I think they're just all being, pretty sketched out by her. But I think that if they ultimately, if Allie did win HOH next week, I think that if she went to Will and said, do we put Veronica on the block or is it okay if I do? I think Will would very easily talk her out of it and say, don't worry, she's fine. I know you've heard these things, but she's not going to come after you. So I don't think, I think that just because of the allies that she has, I think she'd be okay.
I don't know. But we'll
see. That's just me.
Jesse also makes his pitch to Will. It's basically the same pitch. Will does not get excited about it, though. Will ends up telling Derek about this pitch. He rats Jesse out. Hey, Jesse's saying he's coming after you. Derek doesn't really care. Derek knew this was happening. But Will is like, Jesse's coming after you. Then we have Hamza talking to Marin, talking to Will, talking to himself, saying, "I kind of want to save Jesse. I kind of feel like maybe that's a good move here." And Will and Marin are desperately trying to stop Hamza from going along with this. They're like, "No, this is dumb. We should not do this. This is not a good idea. Jesse needs to go. Jesse will go back with the showmans. We'll lose everything we accomplished. We're going to go through all this hard work to make a big move, and the big move is to what? Take out Olivia? That's dumb. That's not a big move. Come on, dude." And Hamza's just like, "I don't know though, but it might be fun. I don't know. I feel like maybe it would be a good thing." Jesse joins them. He tries to convince them some more. Will was kind of starting to be like, okay, maybe a little bit. Then he asks Jesse, "Hey, so the other night, that time you hooked up with Paris, was that the first time you hooked up with Paris?" And Jesse was like, no, there was a kind of another thing. I don't know if it counts, but there was kind of another thing. Will is like, interesting, because Paris said it was the first time. And again, this connection with Paris, they talk about how Paris is desperately trying to save Jesse. Will asks that question. They are definitely concerned about Paris's connection or Jesse's connection to Paris. And that's one of the things holding them back. They do not want to let Hamza do this. They ultimately sort of decide, Hamza's like, "Oh, let's sleep on it. We'll see what happens."
Jesse has been pitching this to Hamza by saying, "I will be your soldier. I will work with you. And I owe everything in this game to you if you are able to save me." But Will and Marin definitely see that Jesse being Hamza's soldier doesn't really benefit them, because Jesse's not Will's soldier. Jesse isn't Marin's soldier. If he's going to put all of his eggs in the Hamza basket, yeah, that's somebody who's working with them. You know, Hamza's on their side, so maybe it's a little, but it's just not, at the end of the day, going to benefit them as much as it would benefit Hamza, which is why you see Hamza freaking out so much and getting excited about this, because in Hamza's mind, this is just one huge, tough, loyal soldier behind him that is going to listen to everything he says and win an HOH and take out more of Hamza's targets. Who else is Hamza targeting at this point? Ryan? It just seems like he's working with everybody. But I don't know. It just seems also like Will and with the Will and Jesse thing, if Jesse was pitching to Will that I'm going to stay close with you guys, it was just kind of weird, because then Will goes out for a smoke a little bit later on, and who's in the hot tub by themselves when Will goes outside? Jesse and Derek. So it's just I don't know. He didn't think about that. I guess he didn't think maybe I should put some separation between myself and Derek, because he goes out to, Will goes outside and who's just hanging out in the hot tub. Game with a lot of people, and they're all just scrambling, and it's like, this is a very simple vote. They all have decided that Jesse should be the one to go, but I guess Jesse's doing a good job just stirring it up a little bit in the final hours.
Yes, and Hamza is very susceptible to it. So this morning, they wake up, And Hams is still on this. Hams is still like, I don't know. I feel like there's something to be talked about here. And now it's Veronica, Will, Marin, and Johnny joins them at some point. They're all trying to convince Hams that, like, no, we shouldn't do this. We don't think this is a good idea. Jesse's up on the block. We need to keep him. Hams is like, all right, but can maybe we should, like, split the vote, make it, like, 5-6 or something, 7-4 or something like that. I think... what Hams is doing with this talk about splitting the vote, potentially, Grant, I'm not watching, I'm reading, but I think Hamza might be thinking, if I tell people to split the vote really close, then like a 6-5, then I can tell Ryan to flip at the last second and save Johnny, or save Jesse, and then, oh, wow, what happened? What, everyone's going to be shocked. Oh, my God. Honestly, that would not surprise me. Hams is like, okay, we'll probably send Jesse home. I don't know. I still feel like, this is something worth talking about. And then at some point, and this is the thing I started laughing at, Hamza brings Olivia in and he says, look, we just want to be completely honest with you. Jesse came and pitched a great idea before that. We were considering sending him out. Now we are considering keeping him here. It's literally like a 50-50 split right now. So you might be going home, just so you know.
What is he doing? Like, what is it? What does he get out of that? Maybe Olivia ends up staying. Like, she feels even more indebted to him because, like, we were going to do this, but we decided very last second that we're going to send him home. Like, if I'm Olivia, I'm saying, like, you spent all week like assuring me, and that doesn't seem like a very good idea.
No, it doesn't sound like a very good idea. We didn't want to blindside you with our talk of potentially sending you home. And
good God,
it's insanity. And then Paris is confused. Marin is just like, what are you doing? Why are we doing this? Why did we just tell Olivia this? I don't like this at all.
You need to like duct tape Hamza's mouth closed from now until like the time that whoever walks out of the door, because it's just not doing them any favors by having him talking.
Yep, and then Hams is talking to Maddie about again, like, trying to make the votes a little more even, and now like everyone's confused because Olivia ran out and was just telling Allie and Paris, like, yeah, it sounds like I might get sent home, and Paris is like, what is happening?
I don't even know. Like, should you move these updates to like an hour later or something like that if we're missing all this fun stuff in the mornings?
Well, that seems to be all there is right now. Jesse will almost definitely be going home tonight, but, don't discount these wonderful Big Brother Canada 6 feeds, because, things will be lit until the very last second when the feed's cut. So lots of fun stuff going on today. Make sure you check out the episode tonight where we see Jesse probably go home unless Hamza just really goes rogue. Again, if Hamza wanted to, he could get at least 5 votes, I think. I don't even know if Kayla would flip at this point, to be honest, but he could probably get at least 5 votes. And then he just need, Veronica or Erica. Kayla could probably get Erica. It could probably happen if Hamza really wanted to. But I don't think he will. And even if he did try, he could still, the chance that he would fail is pretty high as well. So Jesse almost definitely going home tonight. We will get a very exciting HOH competition. People are speculating, they're speculating in the house that it's going to be some kind of quiz competition because they were still allowed to go into the backyard pretty late, and that likely means a minimal setup.
Wasn't it yesterday that the feeds were down for like an hour and a half because of a certain reason that we didn't talk about? Maybe.
Which reason?
Kevin and
forgot about that.
Yeah. I was like, was that yesterday or the day before?
Yes. It's yeah. Look, feeds go down and. people forget about it. So at some point during the day, feeds went down, and Kevin, Ica,
and Sabrina
entered the house. And that's another reason why they were saying it's going to be a quiz, because they have to answer questions about that visit. I forgot, that's also going to take up another 10 minutes on the episode.
It didn't even seem like they were talking to them. It seemed like they were just like posing in different positions or something like that, and they had to remember the things that they were doing. I don't really know exactly. It was hard to piece together what happened, but they were all very, very excited to see the veterans come into the house, especially Kayla seeing Kevin Martin. She was very, very excited to see him.
Yes, Bootleg Peely wants to take over real life Peely.
She was so happy. She's like, I can't believe I met him.
Derek even had to be like, it's totally cool the way you reacted to Kevin. Like, I understand. Like, he's your crush.
Very funny.
Yes, and Ica, not a fan of Paris, I guess. So that happened.
They were happy to see her too, though. I don't know if anybody cared about Sabrina, though. I didn't see anybody like, oh, Sabrina, we saw Sabrina. She came into the house. I'd be excited to see Sabrina.
All right. Well, yeah, so that happened. So that's probably going to be some kind of quiz on the HOH. But of course, we're still not going to see the outcome on the episode, I'm pretty sure. They're going to like cut the quiz halfway through and be like, tune in on Monday to see the conclusion.
Well, I don't know. I think they might show it tonight, because weren't they in the backyard this morning? And the backyard's usually like closed. Well,
again, that's what already. I'm saying. Like, it's probably going to be a fast competition. Well, I just don't have faith that they will actually show the conclusion of it.
Yeah, fair enough.
So that's what's going on. And we will be live after the episode, hopefully with Godfrey Manguiza to talk about this week in Big Brother. Get Godfrey's opinion. See if he's going to pay out his $1,000 bounty to Hamzy, potentially. lots of fun stuff with that in mind. Make sure you check out The Taran Show. I talked with Spencer Clausen from Big Brother 15. Very fun conversation with Spencer. Lots of interesting stuff. A bunch of different topics. Yeah, make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll update you on who won the HOH competition, who they're thinking of nominating, and all of that good stuff. It's going to be really great, because there are all kinds of possibilities. There's not a single person in that house I can say for sure is like, this person is being targeted. Like even coming into this week, it was like, Allie or Olivia are almost definitely going home. And then, boom, the house exploded, and now it's like, phew, could be anyone.
Yep, that's the way this season has been going, and I guess for the most part, it's a lot of fun to watch, so I'm excited about having a new HOH and seeing what happens.
All right, well, make sure you continue to tune into these live feed updates, because again, everything I talked about today, I would be surprised if like 2% of it made it into the show tonight.
Yeah, it's a whole different show.
Yes. All right. So there you go. There you have it. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taran. Matt is at Matt Ligori.
Yep. Correct.
There you go. Spell your last name. It's a hard one to spell.
Is it? Yeah. It's Ligouri.
There you go. All right. So... Again, of course, Rob will be back Monday night to recap the Monday night episode. Lots of good stuff there. Our Ninja versus Ninja episode was just released, and hopefully we'll get another one up soon for the next Ninja versus Ninja. Lots of ninjas. Check that out. Ninja versus Ninja, very fun show, I promise. Check it out. And I think that's all we got for you. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next time.